From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. Former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton is preparing to accept her party's nomination for president. Ahead of her speech, her campaign manager, Robbie Moog, said that Clinton would lay out clearly the choice that people face in November's election. On Wednesday night, the candidate appeared briefly on stage with President Barack Obama at the Democratic National Convention in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. In his speech to the convention, Mr. Obama called on voters to join him in helping Clinton become president.
I'm asking you to join me to reject cynicism and reject fear and to summon what is best in us to elect Hillary Clinton as the next president of the United States and show the world we still believe in the promise of this great nation.
Clinton has said on numerous occasions that she needs to earn voters' trust that was shaken in part because of her use of a private unsecured email server while she was Secretary of State. VOA will carry Hillary Clinton's acceptance speech live beginning at 2 hours Universal Time on Friday. Meanwhile, Republican nominee Donald Trump says he was only being sarcastic when he asked Russian hackers to try to find 30,000 emails missing from Hillary Clinton's private email server. Speaking on Fox News, Trump said, "Of course, I was being sarcastic." The Clinton campaign and national security experts denounced Trump, the real estate mogul seeking his first elected office, for urging Moscow on Wednesday to conduct what they said was cyber espionage on Clinton in the midst of a contentious U.S. presidential campaign. Trump told Fox, "They don't know if it's Russia, if it's China. Who knows who it is?" This is VOA News. Russian Defense Minister Sergei Shoigu says that four corridors will be set up to permit civilians and unarmed fighters to leave the besieged rebel-held eastern districts of Aleppo, Syria. The Syrian government, meanwhile, is promising amnesty to fighters who surrender within 3 months. The city has been surrounded and nearly 300,000 people are trapped inside it. As Lisa Schlein reports from Geneva, the UN Special Envoy for Syria says he is concerned about the welfare of the people of Aleppo.
News of the Russian military proposal came while the UN Special Envoy for Syria, Stephane de Mistura, was attending a weekly meeting of the Humanitarian Access Task Force. De Mistura says he and his colleagues were taken by surprise.
It is premature for me and others to actually make any comments until we have further details and on what has been and is the Russian proposal or initiative.
Under the Russian proposal, civilians reportedly will be allowed to leave Aleppo through three routes and rebels through a fourth. An estimated 300,000 people are trapped in Aleppo. Government forces are encircling the city, making it impossible for aid agencies to bring in food, medicine, and other essential supplies. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
The Syrian branch of Al-Qaeda, the Al-Nusra Front, announced Thursday it was breaking ties with the global terror network. In a video, its leader, Abu Mohammed al-Julani, said that the organization decided to stop operating under the banner of al-Nusra and to set up a new front called Jabhat Fateh el-Sham. White House spokesman Josh Earnest says the Obama administration is still committed to fighting extremists, despite news that the group was cutting its ties with al-Qaeda.
President Obama, the rest of the Obama administration, and our military actions have been focused on and directed against a variety of extremist groups inside of Syria, including both ISIL and the Nusra Front.
Analysts say al-Nusra aims to rebrand and defend itself as it comes under increased pressure after Moscow and Washington agreed to step up joint efforts against jihadist groups. Turkey's Supreme Military Council gathered Thursday in a hastily planned meeting to replace more than 2,400 military personnel dismissed on Wednesday. Turkey's military leaders have to fill vacancies for 149 generals and admirals, nearly half of its 358-member contingent, who are suspected of being involved in the July 15th failed coup attempt. The move comes as part of a wider purge of government officials and academic leaders following the attempted coup, which left nearly 300 dead. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.